AC.
Hi, Jason.
May I ask who's calling?
Yes, my name is Rudy here, Jason. We are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research. All your answers are confidential, okay? When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied. Thank you for that answer. That means a lot for this information, okay? All right. Give me a second here. And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it is not an important issue to you, and 10 means it is a very important issue to you. For example, let me give you a topic here, okay? You let me know on the scale. Student loan debt, the topic. Where would you place it?
It's not that important to me. One.
Not that important. Okay, one. How about immigration?
That's going to be a 9.
A 0?
A 9.
A 9, okay. How about inflation and the cost of living?
9.
Okay. How about abortion rights?
I'm going to say a 9 as well.
Okay. How about democracy?
10.
Okay. How about criminal justice reform? What do you stand on that?
9.
Okay. How about jobs and wages? What do you think about this topic?
Well, I'm retired. But I'll get that a 9 as well.
A 9. Okay, and I'll try to be as quick as possible here, okay? Voting rights. What do you think about this topic?
10.
10. Good. Racism and discrimination.
10.
Okay. Climate change.
9.
Okay. How about education? Kindergarten to 12th grade. What do you stand on? Where do you stand on this topic?
10.
Good. Crime and violence.
10.
Okay. Housing rights.
10.
Good. And healthcare.
10.
Okay. Good. Excellent. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024, right? I know it's a long way off and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you are not likely to vote at all and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Good. Alrighty. What is your race? White, black, or African American? American Indian or Alaskan Native? Asian? Pacific Island? Okay. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Okay. What is your year of your birth?
1962.
Excellent. Okay. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Associate.
Okay. All right. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
10.
Good. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please refer to the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
9.
Okay. And please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate. I'm just going to read a couple names here. For example, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
5.
Okay, neutral. The Republican Party.
0.
Got it. The Democratic Party.
9.
9, okay. Tim Walz.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him, okay. How about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden, 8.
Okay. How about Donald Trump?
0.
Okay. How about Kamala Harris?
I give her a 9.
Okay. Good. All right. Excellent. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, undecided, or I do not plan to vote? What would your answer be?
Undecided.
Undecided, gotcha. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, or undecided, or I do not plan to vote?
I'm going to say Kamala Harris.
Okay, okay. I know it's a long way, but a long way off. But if November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Okay. For whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, Howie Hawkins, or maybe someone else? Or you did not vote for president, Joe Biden. Okay.
Joe Biden.
Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Makes a big difference.
Makes a big difference. Excellent. I'm going to read you a list of possible reasons why your vote might not make a difference. Please select the top 3 reasons that apply to you. Okay, I'm going to read them here. I don't feel informed enough about the issues. The system is working exactly as intended to benefit certain people, not us. Powerful forces behind the scenes control what laws get passed. I don't trust the candidates or political parties. I am not interested in politics or other.
Other?
Well, can you just specify a little bit?
Well, I'm not sure, you know, how the system, how they doing things now, you know. It keeps trying to change up the way we vote and the rights and our voting rights. So it doesn't really make sense to me.
Okay.
Get a system that works, stick with it.
Okay, all right. So you say that you don't feel informed enough about the issues, right?
Pretty much.
Okay, so you're telling me that the system is working exactly as it's intended, but to benefit certain people only and not us, for example.
Not us.
Okay, I hear you. So I don't trust the candidates or political parties, is what you're telling me.
Well, pretty much, there's not really nobody out there, and Lord knows we don't need another January 6th. Insurrection, you know what I mean?
Yeah, most definitely. Okay, gotcha. Give me 1 minute, please. All right. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree or nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the following statement? Most people will take advantage of you if you let them.
Strongly agree.
Okay. And I'm going to read you a list of factors that might make you feel your might make you feel like your vote would make a difference. Please select the top three reasons that apply to you, okay? If black communities united around a common cause?
Yes.
If I could have open, judgment, free conversations with black people like me about important issues before voting?
Yes.
If there were stricter regulations on political funding and regulations to control big money in politics? If there were more trustworthy candidates who understood black issues? Or last but not least, if politicians kept their promises to black communities? Which one of those would you pick as your last option? Or the last three reasons?
The candidates for the black community.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha, okay. Now, below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote, or a 5 means you are not sure, and a 0 means the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10, okay? And I'm going to read the first one for you, and it reads, because we made our voices heard, we declared our power to our power and shaped our city's future. In her first budget, Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker has allocated $6.3 billion to key city improvements. The budget includes funding for more police officers, enhancements to the streets department, increased funding for SEPTA and neighborhood cleanings. This budget outlines her goal to make Philadelphia the safest, cleanest, and greenest big city in the nation. Would that motivate you to vote highly or not at all, or not sure?
To vote highly.
Okay, all right. Because black Pennsylvanians voted for the right elected officials, a bill in the Pennsylvania Senate is being discussed that will give $526 million in grants to schools in 2025. The money will go to schools with more students living in poverty, making sure that schools in areas with lower poverty values get the funds they need. Our votes are making our communities. How would that statement or that information make you, would you feel motivated to vote? Strongest. All right, because we protested together and voted, this administration has banned no knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. Our votes and our power are achieving the justice that we deserve. With this information would strongly motivate you to vote. You're not sure to vote on that statement. Would not motivate you to vote at all. What would you say?
It'll motivate me to vote.
Okay. Because we demanded change. We declare our power and make a difference. In March of this year, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau set a new rule to reduce credit card late fees from $32 to $8. These junk fees, as they have been called, will have American consumers $10 billion annually. Our votes are keeping more money in our pockets. How about this statement? How motivated would you feel with that statement to vote?
I'd be very motivated.
Would you give it an 8, a 9, a 10?
I get it at a 10.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your responses so far. I am now going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their mind, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
10.
Okay. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale 0 to 10, where a 0 means the black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
I'm going to say 8.
Okay. All right. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make it no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
A big difference.
Excellent. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in 2024? November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote.
10.
Okay, excellent. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Heterosexual.
Good. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
Okay. Give me 1 second here. You said divorced. Good. Are you the parent of a guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Registered.
Good. All right. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Okay. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, stay-at-home parent, student?
Retired.
Okay. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
About $63,000.
Okay. All right. What is your present religion, if any? Protestant, Roman Catholic, Mormon, Eastern Islam. Greek Orthodox. Which one?
Muslim. Muslim.
Islam. Muslim, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week, once or twice a month, a few minutes a year? Once or twice a month. All right. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and you have a good rest of your day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.